Hi, this is Dave Edwards, and we're going to talk for a few minutes about marriage coaching. One of the most important factors in the health of a marriage is good communication. This is a principle that we all know. Communication is necessary for functional relationship to be taking place. It's necessary for avoiding and resolving conflict, and these are things that we know. But marital intimacy is one of the key factors in the health of a good marriage, and marital intimacy comes from good communication. By marital intimacy, we mean the ability to share and to receive deep heart matters. This is the measure of how well you know one another deep on the inside. It's expressing feelings. It's sharing the way life impacts us. It's revealing our dreams and our hopes and our struggles. It's really truly understanding and knowing the other person. That's marital intimacy. Now, oftentimes a couple will engage their marriage on the level of what we call a marital business partnership. In other words, you each have responsibilities that you fulfill, you have areas that you look after that the other person understands that you're going to look after, you understand one another's red buttons that you don't push, you know one another's responses and reactions and favorite foods, and you engage in the process of having a symbiotic relationship with one another that looks really good from the outside, but really doesn't reflect any soul connection, any depth of personal intimacy. And this works well for a while, and some couples never actually come to terms with the lack of marital intimacy and go through their entire marriage on a very superficial level, and they're content to stay there. But oftentimes, when a couple hits midlife, they begin to feel the symptoms of this lack of deep heart connection and personal intimacy. And if the communication skills are not such that they can actually communicate on a feeling level, that creates a very difficult situation because the longing for personal closeness and the deficit in personal closeness creates aloneness. Aloneness in the midst of this marital partnership. And so one or the other of the partners will begin to feel this aloneness, this deep sense of emptiness in the relationship. And unless the communication issue is addressed and the skills are developed in how to communicate on a deep heart level, the marital intimacy will never grow. And so, like a cancer, the marital intimacy deficit can just continue to fester and create unhealthy interactions on the inside of the marriage so that eventually the marriage dies. And the symptoms will be there, but sometimes in marriage we simply put a band-aid on the symptoms. Just like a person who has cancer who decides not to go to the doctor and not to get it fixed, but just to manage the symptoms, will eventually discover that the cancer is out of control and incurable. So the trick is being able to see the symptoms of this lack of marital intimacy and depth of communication before it gets too late, and to begin to address it and to deal with it. Marriage coaching is a place that you can meet with a coach on the telephone for an hour or so every week or two and begin to actually put into practice the principles of good communication. And so a couple oftentimes who has a difficulty communicating on a deep heart level and they really don't know how to do it can take some study, some readings, some seminars, some tapes, and begin to assimilate the information and then meet with the coach to actually practice communication. So a coach will act as an arbitrator. He'll act as sort of a safe zone for a couple to begin to communicate on a deep heart level and learn the skills of how to do that. And I've worked with countless couples who have come into the coaching situation, really not understanding how to communicate and not feeling as though there's a depth of personal intimacy. And as time goes on and as they begin to actually get some positive experiences under their belt of communicating, they not only begin to feel the intimacy develop in their relationship, but they begin to take away more confidence in their ability to do this deep heart communication on their own, so that they find themselves in a place where the core issue of deep heart communication and soul connection is being addressed, and they're actually beginning to grow. And I can tell you without a doubt that this area of marital intimacy and deep heart communication is so important that it can destroy a marriage unaware. And so marriage coaching is a way of being proactive in creating health in your marriage. And oftentimes marriage counseling carries with it a stigma, but coaching is quite acceptable because it's forward thinking, it's action oriented. And so marriage coaching is something that every couple could benefit from, and particularly those couples that are beginning to recognize symptoms that aren't too serious yet, but are significant enough that they feel like they need to be addressed. This is Dave Edwards, professional life coach, and I would love to talk with you about some possibilities for marriage coaching.